Okay, camera's rolling.
You ready?
Action.
I'm going there. That's on record. We find ourselves now during the period of the 3 weeks between Shigar Asar, Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av. This period of the year is one that is a time of reflection and introspection. They represent a period of suffering and pain for the Jewish people throughout all of history, beginning with the first Shiva'asa B'Tammuz, when Jews worshipped the golden calf and Moshe Rabbeinu shattered the Luchos, to a Tisha B'Av, to a Tisha B'Av on which Jews committed the sin of the Meraglim and they refused to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe Hashem told them, Atem Bechisem, you cry, they cry for naught, and I will punish you with the crying of what will happen in history, destruction of the first temple, destruction of the second temple. Tisha B'Av became the Bechiyol Adarot, the period of crying for all generations. Our responsibility at this moment in Jewish history, our responsibility is to make sure never to repeat the mistakes that were made in the past. And therefore I believe that our focus has got to be on Tisha B'Av, on a fundamental principle of Torah, a pivotal mitzvah upon which all of Jewish history moves and centers. And that is, plain and simple, Rabbi say, there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Chazon Ish said it clearly, one line sentence in one of his letters, he wrote the mitzvah Eretz Yisrael, kvar uchra'o, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael has already been decided according to the Rambam and the Ramban, Ushar Poskim, and other deciders of Jewish law. And he ends that letter by saying, V'yodua, and it is known, Kamoshoach HaChofetz Chaim La'alos Arza, how much the Chofetz Chaim wanted so badly to come to Eretz Yisrael. Clear statement of the Chazon Ish. I remember a personal statement that was made to me by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky when I spoke to him some 30 years ago, before I came on Aliyah. My family and I, Yetz Hashem, are going to celebrate this summer 30 years of living in Eretz Yisrael. Great milestone in our lives. And incidentally, thank God, all of our grandchildren and great-grandchildren were born here and live here. We made Aliyah 30 years ago. I had a long, fascinating conversation with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and the statement that remains engraved on my mind, he said it in Yiddish, so I'll say it in Yiddish, and I'm going to translate it, Shalom zol svisin, echaut, as sa mitzvah hain tzvainin in Eretz Yisrael, v'yis es is alamol given. Shalom, I want you to know, I believe, that it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael today as it always was. Voltich yiken, voltich yetz, gegangen in airport, arif of a flugzeug, ungefochen in Eretz Yisrael. And if I could, I would go to the airport now. I would go to the airport now, get onto a plane, and go to Eretz Yisrael. Obidich kenisht, but I can't. Trust me, Rabbi Yaakov knew exactly why he can't, and it was certainly very legitimate. He told me this at a meeting I had with him. He was at the time, I was in West Hempstead, he was in Toronto. I went up to Toronto to speak to him, and this was November or December of 1981. Clear statement, mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. I'm always fond of the story that's told about Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Here was this fellow from Chutzaretz who calls Rav Shlomo Zalman and says he wants to see him. He has a halachic issue to discuss with him. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, of course, come. Meanwhile, this fellow had been spending a number of months with a chavrusa, going through all of the sources in Rishonim and Achronim, Rambam, Ramban, Avnei, Nezer, Yeshua, Smalko, or anything you want about the mitzvah of Yeshua Herzl. Is it Yechaisa? Is it the Rabbanim? Is it biblical? Is it rabbinic? Is there no mitzvah? Is it possibly an Avera to go to Herzl? So he had studied it all. And one day he comes, finally the great day comes, he comes there, it's a sort of, I just imagine him coming into that little street where Shlomo Zalman used to live, with this long stretch limousine, and he takes a look at the steps going up to Shlomo Zalman's apartment. He comes up there, and he begins his discussion, and he starts telling Shlomo Zalman, Shitas Rishonim, Akreinim, and a few moments into his talk, Shlomo Zalman stops him and says, Sinisht Wichtig. It's not important. The man is stunned, doesn't understand what Rav Shlomo Zalman has in mind. So he just keeps going and presenting his case. A few minutes later, Rav Shlomo Zalman, in his very inimitable, edler, delicate way, says to him, Sinisht Wichtig. It's not important. The man is stunned. He doesn't know what. So he says, Was meint der Roshiva? What does Roshiva mean? It's not important. He says, All of the talk about the mitzvah is unimportant. Just open up a chumash, and on every page you will see Ritzon Hashem, God's will, is that his children should live in Eretz Yisrael. Makes no difference. Rabbinic. Biblical. Doesn't make any difference. That's what God wants. There was a time, I admit, that I was slightly upset with Rav Moshe's psak, the famous psak of Rav Moshe that is quoted by people, and I think they don't understand this psak. Rav Moshe said that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's not an obligatory mitzvah to live in Eretz, so it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. If you come on Aliyah, you live here, you fulfill a mitzvah. And it has been said a number of times in a language as though it's not an obligatory mitzvah, it's only an optional mitzvah. By the way, Rav Heschel Schechter in Panini Arava, the first page, brings precisely the same psak halacha from Rav Soloveitchik. One day, I finally understood Rav Moshe's psak. The greatness of Rav Moshe's psak is that an American Jew, anybody living in the free world, has the ability to feel and listen to Ritzon Hashem and do God's will without any coercion whatsoever. There isn't even a mitzvah to coerce me. I can, in the fullness of my own personality, make a decision that I'm going to go live in Eretz Yisrael. That opportunity is afforded to all of us by virtue of that psak of Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik. There's no chiyuv, you know? You don't have to come. But Chabad Soloveitchik says, that's where I want you to be. Po eshev ki evitiha. God wants Eretz Yisrael, and he wants his children there. And that's the challenge. The challenge in Tav Shin Ayin Bet. At this moment in history, the challenge to world Jewry not yet living in Eretz Yisrael is to make the decision that they're going to come. The great miracle of the ingathering of the exiles that we've seen before our very eyes, what has taken place in this country, it's unbelievable what has taken place. You have to stop and think about the awesome and dramatic, divinely orchestrated change in the condition of the Jewish people. From the ashes of Auschwitz to becoming a powerful state. We're not poor cousins anymore to our friends in the United States of America. We're not the one that needs the handout. We're a country that is strong economically, scientifically, technologically, militarily. Staggers the imagination to think what Eretz Yisrael is today. And maybe above all, and this I can testify to, I learned here in Yeshiva in 1955 and 1956. I saw what the Torah world was, you know, the Torah little village, small, tenuous, poverty-stricken, weak. And you take a look, 50, 55 years later, the awesome explosion of Torah learning in this country is absolutely unbelievable. It's incredible. The Rebbe Shem wants, he wants us here. This is exactly what he wants. This great opportunity that we can do now what our great-grandparents couldn't do. It's available to us all. That presents us with a great challenge. Are we going to join Klal Yisrael in the great adventure of building Eretz Yisrael and fulfilling the Tzon Hashem, God's will? Or are we going to continue to live where we are as though nothing has happened here? Oh, no, no. This is an extremely important decision that people have to make, and now is the time. On a Tisha B'Av, you have to decide that no, this is it. This is it. Now the time has come that we have to make a decision. I have a suggestion. My dear friends, Jewish community in America, I have a suggestion to make. And please understand me. I mean it very sincerely. In a few weeks, there's going to be a great Siyum HaShas.
Rabbi, sorry, I have to cut. Run out of batteries, and if you just first of all, I've run out of the battery, and if you could keep quiet,
We're talking about like just very easy. We need to go back to a little bit, I guess, right, Alex?
I'll tell you where. This is the last piece. You could just go over this piece.
Suggestion to make. There's going to be a Siyum HaShas. I was speaking to somebody in Harnof who was involved in arranging and helping and assisting. He expects something like 90,000 people are going to be at the Siyum HaShas in New York or wherever it's going to be held. That's going to be an awesome demonstration of Torah, religious Jewry power. And I have to tell you the truth. As I felt when I saw the pictures of the Asifa that took place a while ago, I look at it, and I'm sure I'm going to feel the same way. I'm going to take a look at it, and I'm going to think to myself, what are all those Jews doing there? Why aren't they in Eretz Yisrael? But I have a suggestion. You know what my suggestion is? This time around, when you stop learning the Sechta Brachas, be very careful. I'm going to tell you a few Gemaras at the beginning of the Sechta Brachas that you should stop and take notice. Don't run through the daf. Don't run through the daf. But when you come to the story on Gimel Amud Aleph, where Rav Yossi went into a churva to pray, and Eliyahu Zochel HaTov waited outside. At the end of that, Eliyahu says to Rav Yossi, "Bini, my son, did you hear any voice when you were in there?" So he says, "Yes. Amartilo, I told him, you know what I heard? I heard a voice that moans like a dove and says, Oy labonim, woe to the sons. Shebadonoteim hecherafti et beiti, because of their sins, I destroyed my house, the sarafti et echoli, and I burned my temple, vihiglitim, and I exiled them the bain umot haolam. And I sent them into exile. Vamali, and Eliyahu said to me, I swear to you, not only this hour alone, every day, three times a day, Jews go into shul and they say, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba. That voice rings throughout the world. Oiloi Labonim, woe to those sons. You know what you have to do when you read this Gemara? You know what you have to say to yourself? You know what? The Rebbeinu has made it possible now that the exiled sons come home. You can't pass that Gemara without stopping to think about it. Is that the only Gemara? Oh no, it's not the only Gemara over there. I'm going to tell you another Gemara you have to look at. And be very careful when you study it. The Gemara on Dalet Amud Aleph says, K'detanya, as we learn, down at the bottom of the Amud, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kanita, it says at the end of the Shira, until you pass over this nation that I acquired, Ad Yavar Amcha, twice it says it, and the Gemara says, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Zu Biyar Yishana, this is the first time Jews came into Eretz Israel, Ad Yavar Amzu Kanita, until we pass through again, Zu Biyar Shnia, this is the second time when Jews came in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah. Mikan Omru Chachamim, from here our rabbi said, Ru'uyim Hoyu Yisrael Le'osis Lehem Nezbi Me'ezra, Jews were worthy that God should make great miracles for them in the day of Ezra, as he did for them in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, Elishab Gorem Hachet, the sin. Sin caused that there were no miracles. Rabbi Yehuda Levi in the Kuzri says, what was the sin? The sin was they didn't come. Korash gave permission for all Jews to come on Aliyah, and they didn't come. And the Divine Presence, the Shekhinah, was waiting to descend upon Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. But the majority of Jews remained in Bavel. The immortal words of Rabbi Yehuda Levi, Lo yachlu lihipareg mi mishkanoteim v'yoneim, they were incapable of leaving their businesses and their homes. Are we going to make the same mistake again? It means the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, didn't come down on the second Beth HaMikdash because Jews didn't come on Aliyah. There it is. It's Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in Brachas. Are you going to run through it in a 45-minute Daf Yomi? Or are you going to stop and hear what the Gemara is saying? Just a few other Gemaras there at the beginning. This Daf Yomi learning has got to be different from now on and further. The famous Gemara Hey Amud Aleph. We did Gimel, we did Dalet. We're going to go back to Dalet yet. Hey Amud Aleph. Remember this Gemara. Tanya, we learned that Shimon ben Yochai, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Shalom Shmatanos Tovos, three good gifts. Three good gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, gave to Yisrael, and all of them were given through toil and suffering. You have to earn it. And what are the three? Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Shimon ben Yochai. Daf Hei Amud Aleph in Brachas. I always wondered to myself, what does Rav Shimon ben Yochai think about these fellows who come flying in for 3-4 days for Lag Baomer, make their way to Meron and go back? Wait a minute. Fellas, did you see what I said? I'm Daf Hei Amud Aleph in Brachas. And I have another question. Can you imagine somebody saying, Torah, Chumash Yisrael, great gift, but no thank you. It's okay. Olam Haba, great gift. You know, I can do without it. Eretz Yisrael is on par with Torah and Olam Haba. How can you simply vote with your feet by not coming to Eretz Yisrael? You have to sit on that daf pei on an aleph and learn Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Further on, I think it's daf ches on an aleph that Reb Yochanan is a fascinating question. Ikas sabi be Bavel? There are old people in Bavel. He learns a pasuk leman yivu yimeichem v'yimei v'neichem that we say in Shema twice a day at least. Leman yibu yimeichem v'yimei v'neichem al adama, length of life, it's only al adama, upon the land that God gave them. So the Gemara says they told them there are people who come early to shul in the morning and there is shul at night. Then he understood. But Reb Yochanan said, there's a pasuk. Pasuk says, Leman yibu yimeichem v'yimei v'neichem. But maybe the most significant, and here I will end with my daf yomi. Why is there no nun in Ashrei, the Gemara says? Why is there no nun in Ashrei? Because the nun of Ashrei represents fall. Falling. And David HaMelech didn't want to write it because Pasuk says, Nafla, the Sulas Yisrael, the Virgin of Israel, has fallen. Lo Tosif Kum, she will not rise again. So therefore, no nun. Despite the fact that there's no nun, there's a Samach afterwards, and the Samach gives support to the fallen. Someh Hashem l'chol hanoflim. God supports the fallers. But the Gemara says, this is the Gemara you fellas have to learn over and over again. B'madrova, in Eretz Yisrael they learn different pshat in the pasuk. In Eretz Yisrael they learn pshat in the pasuk, Nafla, Lo Tosif, she has fallen and she will not fall again. Kum Betulat Yisrael, arise. Because in Eretz Yisrael, when Eretz Yisrael rises, Eretz Yisrael is going to rise and grow from day to day in greater strength. Gemara here is saying there is no guarantee for any community in the world. No guarantee. Eretz Yisrael, Nafla, after that blow toast of she's going to rise. It's a Gemara. Gemara, Daf Gimel on the days. My suggestion to all of you from the very depths of my heart, to make a decision that the next Siyum Hashas is going to take place in Eretz Yisrael, and it's going to take place hopefully on Har HaBayis. And during the course of the next 7.5 years, you're all going to start picking yourself up and you're making your way here. Those who are going to be quicker will make it someplace by the end of Masechet Shabbos. Some people may need to wait till Pesachim. There are those who won't make it till the end of Bava Basra. But you have to make your way here. Somebody told me a number of years ago, something that was very painful, but then, in a sense, there was also great truth in it. That Rav Meir Shapiro, before he died, said, and he died a young man, who was in his middle 40s, the founder of Daf Yomi, he said he never regretted a thing that he did in his life except one. That he built the yeshiva in Lublin and not in Yerushalayim. That he built the yeshiva in Lublin and not in Yerushalayim. few years after it was built, it was already in Nazi hands. You have to put Eretz Yisrael on the agenda of the Orthodox Jewish community. You have to talk about it, you have to encourage it, you have to tell people it's a mitzvah and we have to pick ourselves up and go. Time is running short. There's a great mitzvah to be performed. There's a great act of Ritzon Hashem. This is it. You now have another few years in which to do it. I have a great deal more to say, but I just want to conclude with a paragraph in a letter that was written by Reb Meir Simcha HaKohen Mitvinsk, the Or Sameach Meshech Chochma. He says the following: from the time that Avraham discovered his creator, all of his hopes were bound up with Eretz HaKedosha Lubonah, that the Holy Land should be that which is given to his sons. He walked through the land, through its length and through its width. He planted an eshel. Afterward, Yitzchak came and he planted and he dug wells. Yaakov built a house in Eretz Yisrael. The whole Pisgat Tikvatam, the very peak of their hope, was that Boneihem, that their children, Yeshu be'Eretz Hamoriah. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov wanted that their children should live in the land of Moriah. Umiyom matan Torasenu Hakadosh, from the day the Torah was given, lo poska hanivua militzagos hayishu be'Eretz. Nevuah never stopped commanding about Yishu be'Eretz. And there is no parsha Shabbat Torah, he says. There's no parsha in Torah in which Eretz Yisrael is not mentioned. And in all mitzvahs, there's a connection to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi, the challenge, the great challenge that you face now, is the challenge of deciding that the time has come, we're going home. Let it be the will of the Rebbein Hashem, that in Yitz Hashem, you're all going to come here, and the fact that Klal Yisrael in its entirety will be here, will bring therefore to Binyan Beit HaMikdash and Ashuras Hashkina, the Divine Presence coming down here. But it depends on you people. We're going to remain here. We're going to keep building. We're going to, in Yitz Hashem, turn this great country into a citadel of Torah, into a fortress of our faith, a stronghold of the Spirit, and a great Kiddush Hashem for a whole world. Be well.
Very good, Rabbi.
Can you put me off?